Bean
You got to go
blocks,
to acid.
that's
Got to go to acid. You got to make the body more acid. And that's what's happening with your living water. Because what's happening, this is sidebar, but anyway, here's what's really happening. JW doesn't know this either. The environment, and believe it or not, nobody seems to believe that the environment is changing. Craziest thing ever.
Yeah.
But we got 5G kicked in today, darling, so don't worry about it. 5G's amping. It's pumping. It's pump up the volume. So now what's going to happen? All these different things are fixing to start being amplified yet again. Because who do you know besides J.I. Bob Dobb that don't have a cellular device? Nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody knows a soul that doesn't have one except for J.I. Bob Dobb. So now what happens is that kicks in. That's going to kick in. But it doesn't matter because even the Luddites are going to be affected because it's in their environment, whether they have it or not. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. That's a sidebar. This change in the environment is affecting your eye block as well.
Mm.
And that eye block is affecting the way it cures, which in effect it's the outgo or the production. Because each 400-pound eye block, and we don't know how it's 400 pounds because it ain't 400 pounds when it gets through. When it cures, it's not 400 pounds. You can cure or process 55,000 gallons of regular non-fluorinated water. Okay? And if it's fluorinated water, it'll only do 50,000 gallons because the fluoride eats some of the capacity of allowing the insulinose to be cured. And see, you hate fluoride anyway, and you've hated fluoride since forever. But you won't, nobody else knows that but you, so you know what I'm saying. It's, it's fine, whatever, trying to save somebody's teeth and they fall out anyway. It's the craziest thing ever. Okay, so anyhow, so anyway.
The fluoride binds up too much of the insulinose?
Correct.
Yeah, I see. Binding it away, yeah, got it.
Well, what it does, it is a... It binds the capacity of the extra carbon.
I see. Binding away the extra carbon. Wow. Got it. Nice.
Because, see, it's a hydrogen fluoride. That's what it is.
HF2. Got it. So the environment, that's
F minus. F minus.
Oh, that's quite the formula. Okay, so that's what's happening with the pH and the environment and some specifics there. Okay.
Carolyn, what's changing the environment? The 5G? Is that what you're talking
about? No. AL2SO4. And now that's going to be increased again because of 5G. It's amping it up. Now, let me tell you, this is a sidebar, Karen. Now, Bob's not going to break into your time, but we got to say this. Bob, the earth and the fulfillment thereof are kicking back. They're starting to respond back. Tsunamis, earthquakes, Hueco volcanoes, sinkholes, all kinds of crazy shit are going down. Storms. Now, you'd say, Ion, you know that's being caused by HARP and this and that and this and that. We don't give a hell's damn what it's caused by. We're just saying that the snow's going to happen, the wind's going to happen, the fire's going to happen, the water's going to happen. All these things that are odd are going to transpire. Snow in Mexico this weekend. Snow in Mexico this weekend. South Texas. You want some snow in now? Y'all better get a hey, Karen, you better get a snow shovel at the Costco when you go. That might be interesting. Y'all want some? We can do that. Bob ain't going out of the house no way, so it don't matter. It's all good. I don't know. Y'all ain't got much of a heater over there, so I don't know if you could use it or not. But you have to build a fire in the library. That'll be good. Anyway, the point though is simply that the earth is responding accordingly. And so that's shifting more and more and more and more and more. The increased carbon, the increased footprint, the increased problem. Now, that's part of the whole big riff that was such a big problem before that caused everything to be challenged, which it is. There's no contest with the challenging. And everybody's responding.
You said rip.
That,
you
like,
said rip. You mean rip. All right.
No,
please.
No, no. No, no, no. No, I mean the original Stranger Things Thompson riff.
And back in 2017?
Yes. This is the fallout. This is the fallout of that position. And now, since you're on the other side of that coin, you're fixing to have what they call, Carolyn knows what this word is, a comeuppance. Well, now the people that were all against this are having their comeuppance. So now Manchin's and Sinema can stop Joe Biden in his little wicked tracks. He's having his comeuppance. And he says, well, I didn't know everybody was got in the office to undo everything Joe Biden could do. It's kind of like, you know, Bob Dole knows.
We missed that sentence. We missed the sentence. What did he say? Joe said. Repeat it.
Joe said, I had no idea that the Republicans' only drive or only position was to undo a Biden campaign for success, prosperity, and fill in the blank for whatever other platitude you'd like to add. You see, which it ain't that it's the Yellow Dog Democrats is turning on Uncle Joe. That's the thing. That's what the problem is. But nobody's saying that, you see. And so basically that's a other side of the coin, the other side of the rip. That's the Thompson quadrant. So if your people don't get too carried away and fuck this up, we may have some relief. That's what Carolyn's really looking for before the economy goes down the toilet and she has to.
Okay,
so
you're
then
taking
what
up
happens?
Time,
so, no, no. Yeah, but no, we had to lay this out because this is affecting the AL2SO4. Okay. The AL2SO4 is affecting things, which is now affecting your living water, which is now affecting how everything else in your system applies and works. So, Carolyn,
and
your
product.
And
this is not generated by HERP. HERP. People ask me, is HERP doing this?
No.
What do you say?
We don't care.
HERP is not involved.
We don't care.
I don't care what you care.
We don't care.
Is HERP doing
it? We don't care. We don't care. Maybe.
Is HERP doing it?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. But the Earth's doing it anyway. That would be like saying, here's like what it's saying. It's like, who's Bill Gates? Okay, is Bill Gates making the jab that's going to kill everybody? We say, we don't care. They're going to die anyway. Don't matter who did it. Maybe it's an end to a means, or a means to a cause, or a cause to an end.
They're
going to
die.
It's going to happen anyway.
They're going to die anyway. It's going to happen anyway. Why is it going to happen anyway? That's the effect of the AL2SO4?
As well as the undoing of Deuteronomy and Kings and Chronicles.
This got something to do with the shifting of the poles.
And the begatting. This one begat that one, begat that one, begat that one. It undoes the begatting. You go back to a party of two.
What undoes the begatting?
AL2SO4 and the change in the terra firma. Pole shift, electromagnetic pulse, increase of carbon, AL2SO4. Bodies that are able to will eat radiation and they'll thrive. Those that can't eat radiation will die. It's thrive. Now we're to the window. 2022 is where you're going to thrive or die. You're going
right.
to thrive
so
or die. But the things that are people are having problems in their meat sack body, you all have had little hiccupy nothing things, but you feel your body. Okay? Things are happening from that side that affect your body. Everybody's having those same kind of pains. Okay, JW had nothing. Everybody was dying there all over the place, and they laid up and slobbered and snot and spit and shit and bleh, it's awful. And all he got out of it, all tandem, was on one side of his lower, had a little lower back thing, which is like a little achy, which was nothing. He didn't even take nothing for it, but it was just like a little strain or a little pull or a little something, something, something. But it was nothing. But it was just to remind him that he was involved in this realm called ascension, that abstract touch that you feel from your meat sack body reminds you that what you're here for is to ascend, nothing else. The cares of life are going to have to grow strangely dim, but there's got to be some cares of life before you can grow strangely dim with them. If you have no feeling, if you are a vegetable in a comatose state of reality, there's nothing to urge you to that realm or precipice of ascension. There's nothing you need to do, see? You don't get up. You get up and you don't have to pee. There's no reason to empty your bladder, but you do, because that pressure, that little dot of pressure reminds you that it's a good idea as a normal biological function. Well, what we're telling you all now is that what's happening right here, right now, is a normal biological function of ascension. You're going to do it, or you're going to hairlip the queen, and it will slot your damn throat. Your guts will be slow-throated in a roadside ditch. You're either going to see it or it's over.
Right, and you're talking about a change in the magma and the flipping of the poles, the AL2SO4, that has nothing to do with the jab and the gangrene, whatever it is.
All those things are blaming on George Soros. Oh, Lord Jesus, George Soros made me a sin. I hate him. Nah, give him, send him some flowers. It's all good. See, all those things are ancillary. The Democrats destroyed the United States. No, the Democrats didn't have nothing to do with it. They don't have nothing to do with nothing. None of those things matter. They have no matter whatsoever. What happens is that one way or the other, it's going to force this compliance or objection. It's going to be compliance or objection. And if you object, don't worry about it. It'll be over in a minute. Just have a big time.
Yep. Yeah. JW said that the Emory is all filled up with COVID people. Now,
Clifton Road, the main campus, is closed. Crawford Long, which is what you call Emory Midtown, is closed. The only place that you can go safely now is an outset of it. It's called St. Joseph's Hospital. And you can go to Johns Creek, which is way up in Johns Creek, Emory Hospital there. You can go there because they're decent people live there. They don't have all the steerage.
Okay, so listen,
JW would never say that, but we can say that. We don't care.
People are in the hospitals, and it's they're getting COVID, which the Omicron, they can't measure it, so I don't know what they're saying they've got, but it's mild. Is something else happening to people in the hospital for other reasons?
Well, yes. Maybe they have it and it's mild, but then they have congestive heart failure. Or they can't breathe, so they have to have a vent. Or they have their liver disease because they drink 9 gallons of whiskey every day, so their liver shuts down. Or they have thrombosis, or they have some other issue that kicks in because they're 1,600 pounds on their way through the drive-thru at McDonald's to get one more Happy Meal before they go. See, the telltale issue, which is what Carolyn's been trying to tell you all your life, is that you have to keep your body in check, in balance. You have to stretch it. You have to push it. You have to make it work. So in the time of trouble, you've got something to sustain you, you see. And that's what no one has done, because they changed food in such a way that you cannot sustain your life with the food that you have offered to you today. And we go, yay, that's the most wonderful news ever wrought. Beautiful. Love it. Because now every chance you've got has expired. All the food's out of date. Everything's expired. Can't eat it now.
Yep. So you're saying that people are put in the hospital because they've got COVID.
Or let's say they have a little problem and they go to the hospital and they give them COVID. That's the easiest place to give it to them.
Why do they give it to them?
Because they want them to die from it. Bob, then you got the memo.
How do they give it to them? With the Schwab?
And then look up XO, because in the sterile swab, they have a chemical, XO. And when they do that swabbing into the nose, it applies that into the system that makes it almost like a chick magnet for COVID and or for SARS in general. We got to stop saying Omicron, and we got to stop saying all this stuff. It's SARS, which is a rhinovirus, which is a common cold. But the next one, Mu, has kicked in. And now once they're going to spike, look here, I'll tell you exactly what's happened. Omicron's come through and everybody's got it, so they got natural immunity. Carolyn says, yay, they got natural immunity. This is good. They're telling me they're kicking in, yay. Then the next thing is going to hit them with the 5G. Europe, who's the one that has the blonde hair who combs his hair with a balloon? Mr. Boris. Boris, whatever his name, he combs his hair with a balloon. They have now undone all of the restrictions. No mask. You can fuck in the whorehouses now without any condom. You don't got a social distance. You can drink with who you want to. You don't have to wear a mask. You can do any goddamn thing you want to. It's over. It's over. It's over. If you die, you die. But there ain't going to be no mandates. Or girl dates. No dates. No mandates or girl dates. Now, what's happening is the next variant, which is what we call the completion of the moo with the 5G, bring out your dead. Now, we're a little, hey, now listen now. You can tell them all we are dot premature. You need to know a little bit of what's going on before it actually hits your house. So we are dot premature, but it's coming. Because everybody's going to relax, and it's going to be over. And yet, they just closed Hawaii. Can't go to Hawaii. It's all done without a booster. Forget the ammunition. You got to have a booster. You got to kill yourself. You got to have a death certificate to fly to Hawaii right now. Death Island seems only reasonable. So other people are going to follow this six-week span for what Omicron has given everyone a false sense of, I'm not going to die. I'm going to get it, but I'm not going to die. So what is it? Oh, it's the flu? Okay, I got the flu. Who gives a fuck? Okay, I got 2 days, 3 days, I got to drink orange juice and drink some broth, and I'll be all right. See? Good. You will. Till the next step. That's what they're not talking about. And that's what these vaccinations that they've come out of their ass with, out of the blue, that nobody can figure out how in the hell it takes 20 years or 10 years to make up something they didn't want in 30 minutes. It's supposed to save the world. And not only that, but you've got to take it. You've got to take it or die. We're going
to
kill you.
Well, that's what I want to ask about Boris Johnson. You're talking about no mandates, no masks. Do they still have to be boosted to work?
No. Oh, no. No, you don't even have to take a vaccine. You don't have to do nothing. It's over. If you die, you die. We're good. We're not in that business. Do what you want to do. Run your business.
Did that happen because Boris was in big trouble, so he had to free everybody up?
No, people are had enough. They're like, this ain't living. You're making me live. You're doing this to save my life, but I don't have a life. So I'd rather die than do this. And we say, yay, that's good. We like that.
Is the dead Trudeau going to announce that in Canada?
Who cares? There's not.
No,
there's
is it
three
going to be
people.
Different? Going to be different from Boris? Is Boris unique, or is everybody going to say it's all over?
Oh, everybody's going to do it, and they're already started. They've already begun.
How do they explain to the people that suddenly everything was better?
No, they get in the sat, they get in the streets, and they go, "Hooray, we have autonomy! Hooray, we won! Hooray, we get to live again!" They go, "Girl, thank you for taking the deer." Take your neck off my knee. Thank you for letting me take my neck off your knee. Oh, I'm so thankful. It's a revelatory day.
Wait,
before you say that. There's a dark moon rising. You can believe that. Now you mark that down. Type it, Karen.
Boris
there
Johnson
is a
dark
know that.
Moon rising. Listen to my questions. We know
there's
a dark
he
moon. In other words, they're releasing this, and everybody's going to feel free, and they know they're all going to die in 2 months.
Yep, and they're not paying taxes anyway, so they didn't lose any tax base. So what difference does it make? And actually, everybody's got free everything, so the more you reduce the population, when you thin down the herd, there's more hay for all the good, healthy ones to eat. So they don't mind it.
When everybody starts dying in a couple of months, what are the people going to say about this? What are the people going to say?
Well, we did the best we could. We told y'all to get vaccinated. We told y'all to get some zinc. We told y'all that the drops was the new currency. We did everything we could do, and you chose to do what the fuck you wanted to do. So that's just what happens. I'm sorry for your luck. We did our best. with limited resources for which we made available to ourselves.
So people, so far people have died because they every third jab was lethal. Not a lot of people didn't die because they didn't get the lethal thing. But now people start dying regardless of whether they get vaccinated or not.
Yeah, with everybody dying the way they were dying, they had to take, they brought a remembrance for some of his family's dead people so that she got some flowers to take by
you
the drive-thru.
You said people what? They brought flowers to her? Is that what
no,
you said?
No, everybody was dying, so she decided she should put some flowers on her dead family's graves in the funeral in the graveyard. So she got these little things with flowers. She's sticking the metal pots in the gravestones. So we went through the gravestones, and we got to looking, and there were 130, we counted them, new graves dug with fresh dirt just all of a sudden. That's amazing. I mean, the graveyards are going to be full in about a minute. Unfathomable.
Yeah. Okay,
that's
so...
new. That's not, that's
so
brand new.
In 2020... COVID-19 was a big problem. Then in 2021, Biden was a big problem, whatever he touched. In 2022, it'll be another, it'll be a third change, a different world, and this one will be the tribulation's death that Ian's been warning, and Herbert W. Armstrong's been warning, and every other fundamentalist jerk.
It's aspects. But, I mean, every religion has said the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just now coming in full circle. And that's why it's so surprising. That's why you say, I've heard that all my life. Let's go.
Yeah, hey, listen, Ion. Every religion said it, but Ion's the one who's saying why, and now the religions are just general projections, and they can say, this is what it is.
They can't talk the details. That's the Herbert W. Armstrong, who did talk details, but his timing was off. He included a non-time time. If he had left time out of it, he'd have been on the money. And we're not worrying him or anything because of Nelson Falls.
What'd you say about Nelson?
Because of Nelson Thal. We don't want to get too hard up against him because that was a personal favorite.
So Ian's the only voice in the world saying what's happening with precision and why and at the right time. Ian knows
agreed.
The non-timing of it.
Agreed. And we've been warning for a bit. And if you go back, and that's why Bert picked up on and noticed and has information about all the longevity of all the clues that we've laid out all the way through. Now, you're really good, but you hate being too good because you can't undo yourself if you're always on the money. You got to have the protagonist-antagonistic balance. Otherwise, everybody gets fucked up. We get that, and that's beautiful. And we do the same thing. We have the same interplay with you, Bob, you know, back and forth to keep it all interesting. It's like, well, let's see what Ian's going to say next. Well, let's see what Bob's going to say next. It makes it interesting. We get that. We understand that. That's not a problem. But the end of the day, we all end up on the same side of the fence or in the same bedfellers once it's through. And they get that part, but it's always the yin-yang balance. We've laid out all these clues step by step all the way through. And Bert somehow has gleaned all this, or he just listened to it to death till it becomes by rote that he gets this. Well, no. You didn't look at the words. You got to look at the words. That's the chorus.
They're not saying, I am saying more than anything they're saying.
Okay. No. But that people don't listen to us. They listen to, they're phonetic, Bob. They have to have some tonal repose or they don't get it. You got to love them up.
What's tonal repose? What's tonal repose?
You have to put it to a frequency that they can respond to, like that Zappa.
You mean
stuff,
a song? It has to be a pop song. Is that all you're saying?
No. It has to be tonal. It has to be a pentad. It has to be five notes that people can respond to, and then they'll put words to it, kind of like moon unit. Same way.
Okay, they need a song. I don't give a fuck about the song. They need a song. But the point is, it's very simple what you said.
Music with words. Music with words.
Music with words.
Art gets, don't blow that. Don't let that go. You'll hear that. It's very important. because the tonal frequency that you're trying to respond to is what sets the mode that allows the words to mean something or not mean something. Either way, it doesn't make any difference really, but there's got to be some tonal inference that you can embrace or negate.
I'm not looking for anybody to say nothing, to say something.
Okay.
All it comes down to, with I've been waiting for 25,000 fucking years for everybody to start dying. And that's what's coming in 2022, and that's the only message, and there's no dots to make about it. That was it, and you bullshit around for a few years, said it's coming, but it didn't come, but now it's coming.
It is
or
coming.
We'll see. You've got 2 months.
Well, we'd say it's here. You look at how many dead already. That was more than what it was to start with.
So there's nothing on the news, which is the tech body driven, that has anything to say to Carolyn. She's going to read what some doctor says about some variation of what they screwed up with the graphene.
None of that's relevant anymore. No, that's not true. She's not doing that. She's not doing that at all. You know what she's doing? She's got her hand on their wrist, and she's getting a pulse. She's watching a thready pulse. That's what Carolyn's doing. That's all she's doing. She's counting respirations, and she's checking a pulse rate. That's all she's doing.
Of the body
She might take a set of pulse ox once in a while, but that's not even very important. Because whatever it is, don't really help them long enough. But she's looking for that thready pulse.
You're saying she's listening to all these different doctors and their different views of things, and she's not hearing anything they're saying. She's picking up something else.
She's counting respirations.
Go with my words.
She's counting respirations.
She's picking up other things, an intuition of something. But it comes down to she's going to find out that Ian was right and everybody's dying for reasons that nobody can articulate.
Yeah. Well, she's embraced that already. She's just checking the pulse. Well, they got a pulse. It's thready, but I got a pulse. Okay, we're good. She's not doing CPR. She's not going to put in a vent. She's not going to put in
a Ion, this is why she's not on the radio. It's why she's not commenting publicly, because she can't explain it. She can't say what's going on. She knows what's going on. But
and she doesn't need to, because it don't help them, because they're going to ascend or not, you see.
How do these people,
doctors
that are all
should be
die.
For the living, not for the dead?
I don't need platitudes, Ion. What are these
they're
people?
Beautiful.
They're going to decide ascend or not. How do they ascend? What are they supposed to do? They're listening to our show, and you're saying to ascend. What are they supposed to do?
Yeah. Okay. Have you ever heard of homeopathy, Bob? It's a striking construct. They take a little dot of something, and it aggravates you till you build a resistance to it. And then your body responds in kind. And then you got to talk to Bob. See, that's the first part. You got to talk to Bob. Now, Bob will screw you. He will scream at you. He will hate you. He will cuss you. He will love you. He will hate you. You will love him till you hate him, and then you'll hate him till you love him. But you got to talk to Bob. Okay? You got to embrace your non-physical, whatever the fuck that is. If that's us, groovy. If it's not, find you one. Get a good one. Get a big old stout of it if you're going to get one. It ain't us. You better get a good one now, because the tech money will come tear your ass up. But please yourself. You got to embrace non-physical. What that means is you have to find a visceral place in your meat sack body that allows you to become larger than the constrained resistance that you have built as a human being in this time to force so far at all. Then what's got to happen is you have to take your meat sack body and let it transform. If you get the fuck out of the way, it'd do it automatically. It would do it magically if you would get out of the way. Oh, we may one or twice ask Bert how many times we said, it ain't a thinking man's game. Once you get
How do they get it out of their way? They don't know how to stop their thinking, so they don't know how to do that.
Then they need to take their energy and start digging a nice deep hole to jump themselves into when they fall over dead. That's what they need to do. So don't worry about it. If they don't figure it out, it ain't going to make no difference right now. So start digging.
So it's
either ascend or either build yourself up or dig a hole, go down, deep down, up or down. That's
why did you talk about homeopathy at the beginning?
Oh, because it starts little. It starts with believe in yourself and kumbaya, and you can be or do or have anything, or think happy things, or be happy, or whatever those platitudes are. You got to love it at some point that they can have some
change our ability, our capacity. Okay, Ihan, can you save me? No, darling.
Why do you call it homeopathy? So it's little. Isn't that the period they take the product? They start by taking the product.
Yes, yes. And you don't even know why, but you feel a little bit better. You feel a little bit better. And then you take too much, and then you get the runs. You get the scours. You got too much, and you go, oh, God, I'm going to die. I'm going to scour myself to death. I'm about the dysentery, I'm going to die. Okay, then you balance that, and you learn how to live with minerals. Then your body goes, oh, this is working pretty good. Then some bad things blow through, and everybody around you dies, but you don't. You go, well, damn, all right, I got this. And I don't have to have a jab, and I don't have to have a booster, and I don't have to have a lick or something. I don't have to have all these things. I don't have to live with meth to survive one more day. So it's a good thing. It's a good day. Then what happens is your body takes the next turn, and you start changing basic bodily functions. That's what a lot of people are feeling now. We didn't say it was comfortable. We did not say it was comfortable. We said pain is a good thing. It tells you what's going on. Keeps you out of the first place. We like that. But it's allowing your body to shift until that synovial fluid converts. And after that happens, then euphoria will replace those ambient striking pains and the double vision and head spinning and tinnitus and the sciatica problems and my eyes hurts and my titties fell off and I can't grow fingernails no more and my feet hide and my feet's falling off and my legs won't work no more and I've got phlebitis and I don't know what, that pedropsy and I don't know what, all these terrible things start to ensue that then fall away. That's the second part. That's the second part.
What was that?
The completion of the ascension.
Just a second. These things start to ensue and fall away. What are you talking about? What's falling away?
When you start calcifying the pineal gland, your body's going to do bad things. Nope, that's not true. Your body's going to do great things, but it's going to do bad things to the little man. The calcification of the pineal gland is where this begins and starts, and that's what's going on. That's what your RNA drops do, by the way, motherfuckers.
What do the drops do?
Start the calcification of the pineal gland. That starts the process of changing your spinal cord fluid, spinal fluid, into
synovial fluid.
You said it. We didn't.
Yeah. Okay, so calcification is a natural beneficial process of the pineal gland.
Yes. But now anybody else would say, oh, my God, you got a brain tumor. And it's pressing up against your synubula, labula, dada, googula, doodula, the fourth rim of the third hemisphere. We got to do surgery right now. And they get the buzz saw and start cutting your head off. My thalamus has gotten into my hypothalamus. I don't know what I'm going to do now. So normal medicine only is prescribed due to an autopsy. That's the problem. It's only due to an autopsy. This is for the living.
What is only due to an autopsy?
These things that are going to occur to make you, to force you to ascend, most doctors would prove those things happen during an autopsy. They can't cut your damn head open.
You mean after you died? After you died, these things happen.
Correct.
So it's going to happen to people before they die.
Correct. And that's what is challenging for normal medicine. Death.
Right. And it's going to happen. And these are beneficial. These things, the calcification is going to happen. And these are bad things that happen after someone dies. It's already happening. And it'll be interpreted as bad, but it'll be beneficial, is what you're saying. If you get into the secret attitude, the secret mental adjustment or something,
you talk
to Bob.
Now here's where it's going to show up. Here's where it's been. Bob's going to help them through that process. Bob's never helped anybody through anything, even the secret council of 10. He helped a soul. He puts them in the ground. Bob will lay your dick in the dirt. He will lay you there. But in this case, if Bob don't lay you in the ground, then you can be resurrected with Dr. Carolyn Dean. It'd be great. You start off with Rai and you end up with Ishi. It's all good. It's going to work out really good. All right. So
what was that? What did you say? What you start? What Bob's going to help you. How's Bob going to help you? We want to talk about
Bob's not going to help you. Bob's not going to help you. If you can survive, if you can live through Bob, you can be resurrected with Carolyn. You can be resurrected with Carolyn. But Bob will kill you, put your dick in the dirt, and Carolyn will raise you from the dead. Both end in a great erection. Either way, right? So, the point is, we're making this clarification. We didn't want to do it, but we need to get them someplace so they can start realizing this next phase, the next step. Because in the time of trouble, it's when you need sustaining. And guess what? There's a dark moon rising. Just saying.
Okay.
Y'all believe it. Do what you want to do.
You're talking about we get into this dark moon rising period. We go to the bunker. I will talk on the monolithic structures, and people will listen or engage.
Three of them came today.
What?
Three of them arrived today. Three of those arrived today.
Where? Where are they?
They're in place.
Okay.
The monolithic structures.
So I'm the only guy broadcasting.
You might play that, or maybe not. Go ahead. Fuck them.
Yeah, listen. I'll be the only guy talking and people listening, and maybe they can interact. I don't vote the details there. But the point is, that's part of the talking to Bob process, is the broadcasting from the bunker. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. That's right. And you might even start before the bunker, because you're going to have a little window. See, you've got aliens you've got to deal with, too. That's a whole separate conversation. We didn't even want to bring that into the conversation, really, because that's a separate thing. That's after, once you've adjudicated to decide to live, now we're having a conversation to see where they're going to live. They got to decide if they're going to live. Now they decide they're going to live. Now they got to decide where they're going to live. That's
who? The alien? Are you talking about the aliens?
No, we're talking about the people who survive.
Oh, okay.
You've got to negotiate with the aliens, because that's a whole other conversation, which is not going to be pretty. Did we mention that?
I understand that. But the are the aliens, new aliens?
Carolyn's cringing because she's like, oh, God, Bob's not a very good negotiator.
So listen to this. So the new aliens, we're talking about the new aliens. Are they part of the changing of the AL2SO4?
It's like crack, Bob. It draws them. Because now, beforehand, they had to make great strides to live in this oxygen world. Because if you really look at oxygen, now Carolyn's got this. She's got this. That's why she would never put somebody on 10 liters of oxygen, because they never live over it. They never get over it. If you take it off, they drown. They can't have air. What's happened is that oxygen is a terrible, terrible, terrible thing. Aliens don't use oxygen at all. So everything they had to do, that's the reason they had to have their stupid helmets on, is because they couldn't stand the oxygen, because it oxidizes you. It kills you. It's what causes your dermis to fall off. It rots
so
you.
That's why the aliens are coming now. That's why the aliens, they're only coming now because the oxygen is diminishing.
And those that have been here, because they have been, are coming out of their caves and holes and grounds and they're Washington D.C.
the weird place they were in, the first inner ring of the Pentagon for the last 50 or more years, and you could only see them out of the corner of your eye. Now they're becoming visible, right?
Right. And see, we made a huge deal about that with peripheral vision 100 years ago. You know, see. Yeah. If you look back now, like I say, Bert's very, very attentive, and you are too, but we don't want to talk too much about you. We talk about you all the time. Bert picked up on and started quantifying everything. If we say it, he quantifies it. And he goes, well, okay, in 16 you said it, in 14 you said it, in 11 you said it, da-da-da-da-da-da. All these things were said, and then you can put them together and go, wait a minute, that all those things together, that's a whole sentence. That's amazing. See? And that's
right. You say he's quantifying. Is he quant with a Q-U-A-N or Q-U-A-L? Qualifying
both.
Or quantifying? Doing both. Okay.
Both. Both. Because then what happens is he has to apply it. See, the words don't mean anything. It's like you said, Ion, you said everybody was dead. Everybody ain't dead. What's up? No, Bert. Bert, no, Bob. Bert would say, no, it's steps, it's stages, and it goes like this, and this is how it flows. It's kind of like Bohemian Rhapsody. Oh, my God, Bohemian Rhapsody. It's like a red velvet cake. Red velvet cake? What the hell is that going to do? You have to add vinegar to a red velvet cake, and that's part of the whole solution. All those things that don't embrace or don't make everyone's heart sing, he gets all those. The food references, the music references, the inner references, the body references, what we have put that child through with his meat sack body alone with Hair Lip the Queen. Remember, if you go back and listen to Bert, I don't want to talk about my body. I don't want to do that. I want to do that. So, all right. And now he's paying money to talk about his body now. It ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. Because now what's happened is it's changed everything. Because now he realizes that the battle is inside. It's not outside. See, the way you whoop an angel, the battle is on the inside, not on the outside. So if you're going to whoop an angel, you got to be right on the inside. Now, we didn't say you had to whoop an angel. We'd like it is not to pick a fight with an angel, unlike Dr. Carolyn Dean with her obsidian knife. She cut their damn head off. We're not saying that. But we're just saying don't pick a fight with the angels until you know who you are in God. When you know who you are, now all of a sudden the angels ain't that big a deal. Now all of a sudden you can lop their damn head off. 10,000 to the right and 10,000 to the left will fall.
Okay, that's good. Thank you very much, Ian.
Know it's a bad day. Wait 1 second. You know it's a bad day when Jen Psaki goes on Fox News to plead the case of how she wants everybody to love each other and be happy. When Jen Psaki goes on Fox News and says everything's going to be all right, y'all better run. You better run. You better run. It's not good. Just saying. This ain't McNeil era anymore now. Just saying.
Right. And so she was forced to go on Fox today.
To mop up the blood. To mop up the blood.
And deny that there is blood. And deny that there is blood, right?
Deny that everything's good. Nobody didn't know what didn't nobody's name. Nobody knows what nobody said. They didn't mean what they said if they said it. And they thought they didn't know, but now we're sure they didn't know that they knew what they were talking about. So it's going to be all right. So just so everybody knows, everybody's working as hard as they can for whatever it is they want that everybody might be looking for. If they could find it, it's going to be great what they do. Okay, now, Carolyn, go ahead.
Why did she go on?
Bob's got 3 minutes of sound bite out of this whole thing.
What is the reason she went on Fox? Is that putting up the white flag? That's the white flag?
She had to. Next thing you know, they're going to start doing Republican fellatio, Bob. They fixed this up. Republican
dick. So why?
Courthouse scare. Because it's over. It's over. Build back, bitch, broke, big, bog, brick, whatever, BBB, whatever that is. It failed. And then they called a vote to say, we're going to change the law to make federal elections, or elections federal, so we control everything. Who counts them? And they said no. Their own party said no. So it's over. It's done. Now you see that big old shillelagh that swings back and forth, you know, the big knife. It swings back and forth like a guillotine, back and forth.
The pendulum.
The pendulum with the big blade on it, it's over.
Yeah.
It's now swing the other way. This is the other side
what
of Thompson's
them?
Rip.
What ad agency or you polling did. Agency told them this?
You did. Quinnipiac
I
is
did.
One of them. Well, you did, but the Quinnipiac, we can't even say it. Okay, and now he's like 33%.
Quinnipiac.
That's from everybody. Quinnipiac. Can't spell it, but it's Quinnipiac. Okay, so that's saying he's at 33%. And then he gets on the TV and says, well, I didn't know everybody was trying to kill everything Joe Biden did. That's because what Joe Biden did was burn what Bernie Sanders wanted. And Bernie Sanders and three others is the only thing that wanted that, by the way. Well, no, everybody
and now
wanted
the,
everything
and
free
now
they're
until against
they found
it.
Out
okay.
they had to pay for it.
Ian, you said Bernie wanted that, and now Bernie's against Biden. That's what you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
Why are they against Biden?
Hey, we'll give you $100 every time you hear Mr. Clyburn's name called lately. He's done changed his mind. He may be a Republican. by spring.
Okay. So listen to this. So Bernie and the, I assume Bernie's still alive, these Democrats, they know that there's no Biden. They know that Biden was dead 6 months ago, right?
It's over.
They know. Is that what they know?
Yes. Because nobody's been to Washington. Nobody's done. They go to, and then Schumer goes and makes his speech, and there's nobody in Congress. And then your other little dude, your other Republican little dude, he gets up and he makes a speech, and there's not a living soul there. It's like, who are you fucking talking to? There's nobody in the fucking room. What are you talking to? Look at me. You can turn on C-SPAN, and we're having a vote, the biggest vote that ever was. There's three people in the room. And it's like, okay, who's voting? You gotta be there to vote. So the rug is becoming, everybody's starting to notice this total disaster of all the branches of the government, which is what we said all along, that it's all over. We're waiting on the timely arrival of the new viceroy. That's what's about to fall. Nothing
right.
left.
Now, Carolyn, this statement by Ion.
We stopped her. We stopped her. She had something to say to you.
This past hour, whatever it's been, statement by Ion, which we're going to play, this is the final word to everybody. Listen to this or fucking die. What do you think, Carolyn?
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're not there.
You don't need to say anything anymore, Carolyn. You're done. You just go in the lab.
So here's Carolyn, let us translate what Bob just said to you. So Carolyn, we can stick a fork in you now. You're done. Now we can stick a fork in you. Now you're done.
Yeah,
now, Carolyn,
I feel
we,
pretty
we
done.
Stopped you. We stopped you.
You feel pretty done.
We stopped you before you had some words. Now go ahead.
Yeah.
Carolyn, listen, I would wrap up by saying, Ion just explained the mystery landscape. Right, Ion?
Yeah, and we were trying to light a candle in what's left of the solar government.
Okay, yeah.
One is by
Balls
land.
Your court.
Hey, Bob. What, Bob? One is by land, two is by sea. One is by land, two is by sea. Okay, go ahead.
Ooh, that's great. That's awesome.
Okay.
Go ahead, Carolyn. Mm-hmm. Did we talk about the sonic boom Pacific explosion last session? Yes, we did.
We did.
Did you say as much as you were going to say, or did you tell me to ask some more?
There's nothing more to say, but it was not from the earth. It was salvation is created. And so then what happens is it was the sonic boom wasn't from the volcano. It was from the sky. Now on land and sea descending. Remember the songs we've gone over several times?
That's what that line means. Land and sea descending.
Now on land and sea descending. That's it.
Right. And an example of that is the satellite picture of the explosion coming out of the Pacific Ocean. And people think it's a volcano or some sonic boom or something, but it's not.
It was a sonic boom, but it came from the sea descending.
Is that the aliens? Came from alien technology?
We don't want to go too far into that.
No, it is. It is coming from them, right?
Yeah. Soon as dies the sunset glory, stars of heaven shine out above. Telling still the ancient story, their creator's endless love. Jubilante, 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 amen. Then you go, now once our burdens leaving to our God who cares for all, cease we fearing, cease we grieving, touched by God our burdens fall. As the darkness deepens o'er us, eternal stars arise. Hope and faith and love rise glorious, shining in the spirit's capital S sky. It's very interesting when you start singing a Vesper hymn that's blending.
What's the name of that hymn? The title.
Okay, here we go. Ready? You're going to love this. now on land and sea descending.
Who wrote that and when?
Samuel Longfellow in 1859.
Okay.
Page 107 in the Vesper Hymns.
Okay. Can we play this part? The lyrics, yes. You explaining the alien involvement,
sure.
And all that.
Sure, okay. Sure.
Apparently, Gene Dixon told Mrs. Nixon or Richard that the catastrophe comes in 2020. Did she say that?
Yes, she did.
So,
and she was
right. Very important.
She did.
And she could see what was, she could see. She couldn't see Bob and Carol involved, right? She couldn't see that.
Yes, she did. She saw you as J.R. Bob Dobbs. And one
the
time
cartoon
made a reference. It was the illegitimate son of Othniel Hobab. She said that one time. That's in her record. You can find that.
Wow.
The illegitimate son of Othniel Hobab.
It's a little bit protracted.
But otherwise, how do you get Dick Dobbs if you're not illegitimate? So you see, it just happens that way sometimes.
But that's, yeah, Rotombo J.R. Bob Dobbs came out of a jackal. That's illegitimate.
Ass of a jackal, yes.
Yeah.
That's correct.
And
of Othniel.
Was that in Paris, 1922?
No, it wasn't Paris. We don't know where it was, Bob. Your mama was a knockabout and your daddy was a traveling salesman. So.
The traveling butler.
That's right.
So who did Gene say that to?
Selling his fuller brushes anywhere he could. He's a fuller brush man for sure.
So who did Gene Dixon say that to about 2020?
Marjorie Holcomb. She was a client.
Okay, so then did that get to the Nixons?
Yes, it did. But more than that, what it got to, Avaton and Vicky.
How'd they get to them?
They knew Marjorie.
Wow. So
that's why. Otherwise, why would you ask? Otherwise, why would you? You know, other than the awareness, why would you ask that? You see what I'm saying? Other than that connection, it wouldn't make any. You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't matter. Who cares about Walter Bort? Who cares about Walter Bort?
Well, who does? Like, why are you bringing that up? What's that got to do with?
Same thing. Why would Gene Dixon be all involved or Marjorie be involved to ask that about you, her that about you? See, it doesn't make any sense.
Why did it happen?
Well, because there's a connection with Vicky and Avaton.
Oh, I see. And
Paul Seibel.
Yeah, that's right, Paul Seibel. When did Donald Trump find out this stuff about Gene Dixon?
From his mother.
Not from his friendship with Richard Nixon in 87, starting in 87.
That was already connected. You always obfuscate the Cohen. Bob, the Cohen brothers knew everything. There's nothing that went on anywhere that they weren't aware of. So he didn't have to know anything. Didn't have to know anything because the Coen brothers knew everything. Trump.
Who are the Coen brothers? I don't know who they are.
Yes, you do. The Coen, the fixer, Trump's fixer.
No, I don't Coen. Know that.
Yes, you do. You talk about him every single week. The Coen
no,
was
I don't.
The fixer. Bob.
Never heard of him.
Okay.
How do you spell his name?
C-O-H-E-N, Coen.
I actually
brother?
Looked up. Here's what's interesting. I found out reading this new book on Zappa that Herbie Cohen, his manager, was the nephew of Mickey Cohen, who ran the mafia in L.A. in the 50s and 60s.
Uh-huh.
Right? Is that
yep.
the Cohens you're talking about?
Same family, but that wasn't that was not the one. It's the same
right.
family.
So Herbie, now, Jimmy Carr Black says this when he's being interviewed. Back in 2006, and he talks about Herbie Cohen The band in the 60s didn't like him because they knew there was something sleazy about him. But they found out later that Herbie wasn't stealing from Frank or ripping the mothers off. Frank was ripping the mothers off.
Right.
Was that a correct perception by Jimmy Carl Black?
Yes.
Okay. So he said later he kind of liked Herbie Cohen. So Herbie Cohen got the wrong deal. But then he says later in the situation, he talks about the control of Mickey Cohen over L.A. social life and all that and Hollywood. And he then says Herbie Cohen's his nephew. I rest my case. That's how he said
it.
I rest my case. In other words, we're supposed to say, oh, so Herbie had these connections. He ran all the coffee houses in L.A. in the folky period.
Right.
So that pop culture, Pete Seeger and that stuff, late 50s, early 60s that Bob Dylan went into, the mafia run the coffee houses, and Herbie was part of that world through his uncle, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So he was mafia, but he wasn't a hitman mafia guy. He just took advantage of his uncle.
His son, the uncle of Donald Trump's fixer was the daddy to Michael Dean Cohen.
Mm. And that's not Mickey Cohen of L.A.
No,
that's another.
This is Michael. Yeah. Michael Dean Cohen.
Okay. So that's what you're talking. That's the Cohens you're talking about. And
his brother. And Michael Cohen's daddy and brother was Trump's fixer. And then, well, Michael Cohen was too for a while, but. That's the Cohen brothers, Bob. You've been talking about this forever. Now you act like you never even heard of it before. Listen to listen to your archives. You need to call Bert and see what you said. You need to call Bert and see what you said.
Okay, this Cohen stuff we don't say. We don't play this.
I don't care. You ain't no difference to me. Do what you do. Fuck it.
Okay, so we start off saying the Cohen brothers told Trump about Gene Dixon's prediction. How did they know about it?
They heard it from Marjorie.
Mm. So,
Holcomb.
So they had a bit of respect. The Cohen people had a bit of respect for Gene Dixon.
All mafia respects power. All mafia respects power, Bob. If the mafioso doesn't respect power, they won't be the Don long. Whatever it is will consume them. So the only thing they do for sure. Is they absolutely respect power and quote authority. And anybody who knows something they don't know is the representation of power and authority.
So that's what I did all these years by hanging out with Cosmic Awareness and the Evergreens. They weren't the power of Ion, but they had some power in their knowing.
Right. Thank God
so
for your nepotism, Bob.
Yeah, and me as a mafia guy in the Secret Council 10, I respected their power, like the mafia did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Back there.
All right. Are the French aliens, the French race, are they aliens? Not human, I guess we're saying.
The whole thing? No, but the country, no, don't say it like that. The country of France has more aliens than it does Frenchmen, but most of that is with what you call the sand niggers. They've taken over, so it's like a wasteland. Paris has become a wasteland. France, Lyon, pretty much. It's become pretty much a wasteland. All French people are not alien, but more aliens live in France than do Frenchmen.
Yeah, when people misinterpreted that, Bert and them thought you were talking about, Pentagon-type people, Pentagon aliens. You're just talking about illegal aliens. They're refugees.
Well, no, they're alien aliens. They're real aliens. They're just not French.
And they're from the Middle East?
Some are.
Why are they in France?
It was a safe haven. It was. They could make it nasty. They could invade it. The Champs-Élysées will never be the same, Bob. They froze that all down. I mean, they've about dried up the River Seine, the Reed Gauche.
Right.
It's all but gone.
Does this go back to the Merovingians of 500 A.D.?
Not quite. No, it was a little bit ahead of that. It just turned
when all this progressive stuff started. It started getting hot. Maravichi and hold on, we got this. The Greeks, the Mountbattens, and Philip Mountbatten's mother. She was in the time that was all starting to change, which would be, 100 or so years ago.
Right, and was Philip, Prince Philip's mother was an alien? Were these aliens?
No, she was just witness to change.
And what was the change that she saw?
The invasion of all the aliens.
She knew they were aliens?
Yeah. The monarchy knows.
Right. And that's why Queen Elizabeth...
You're talking about Princess Alice of Battenberg.
Yeah, you've talked about her. So this is why Queen Elizabeth II respects Ion, because she knows a lot of what Ion says. She already knew.
We fuck with the Queen. We fuck with the Queen. She's all
right. Right. Okay, so this talk about Queen Alice and aliens, we don't post that.
It's all right if you want to. There's going to be less and less. There's going to be less and less that you can't play. You'll be able to play more. You're just going to have to drive your points. You're going to have to drive your points and defend what you say. Because if you ask, we're going to answer it. And we say we'd like to make it so that you can play, because we don't want to get caught in this shit where they say, well, we had the secret of life, Bob, but you had Ion, and we didn't have Ion, so it's not fair. Yeah. Stop all that, because we'll tell them one way or the other, but we can tell them in such a way that it's in the middle of a charcuterie board, and they won't know what we're talking about. So, okay. Bert'll get it. Bert knows the difference between fried apple pies and Fig Newtons. Bert knows the difference. Not everybody knows that, you see.
Okay. There's a book called The Necronomicon, Necronomicon.
We don't have to spell it. You don't have to spell it. We know about it.
Okay, so H.P. Lovecraft talked about The Necronomicon. I don't know his works. I haven't read his books, but he mentioned it. So then a bunch of guys at the Magical Child occult bookshop down in New York's Greenwich Village, more in the East Village side, which I used to drop into when we were living there in the 90s, a group of them in the 70s made a new Necronomicon. And it was a collage of different sources. And so the argument in that world, the occult Aleister Crowley world, is whether it was legitimate or not. Now, Alan Cabal, who I met and knew in New York and read his column on the show, he was part of the writing of it.
And do you know what the name of H.P. Lovecraft's cat's name was?
Cthulhu?
No, Nigger Man. Dark breed of Ragdoll. And the cat's name was Nigger Man.
Well, what did you just say about Ragdoll?
A breed of Ragdoll. Dark breed of Ragdoll. A cat.
That's a cat? Okay. All right.
That's the only thing H.P. Lovecraft, the only thing that H.P. Lovecraft is known for is pussy.
Yeah. The associates of Alan Cabal did.
And that's the only thing, the only person, the only non-physical would know that, Bob. So you got to give us that.
Only would know about the cat.
No, that the cat, H.P. Lovecraft's cat's name was Nigger Man.
Only you would know that. Okay.
We're having the Wikipedia in just a minute. You can do it then.
Right. Did James Wasserman and other associates of around the magical child occult, did they do this made-up Necronomicon? Is that true?
No. They were allergic to cats, so they didn't do it.
Who did it? Who wrote the book?
Oh, it was given to them. They found it in a composition notebook. They didn't write it.
The way that Sidney Powell got word from Ion, same kind of documents.
Indirectly. Because, see, you got to, don't forget now, you got this whole John Dee world this whole thing going on that nobody knows is going on, the Mr. Crowley, all that foolishness, that's not going away. Everybody acts like that's not a thing anymore, and it most certainly is. It's not getting any press because now everything goes. See? I mean, it's kind of like the LGBTQRSTXYV. Nobody ever talked about that. That's always going on, but now all of a sudden it's a thing. It's like a religion. It's like you're no good unless you're a raging homosexual. You're no camp for nothing unless you're a raging homosexual. It's like, now wait a minute, what does that have to do with it? You can't change that. So how does being that or not being that make you better or worse? The same thing with this the cultish divine that you're trying to bring in is the same references that now they're trying to make it as a meme. You see?
Okay, so that meme that was during the rip, is that collapsing now?
Well, no, it's inverting. It's not collapsing, it's inverting.
Mm-hmm. Well, what does that mean? What happens when it's inverting?
So it's when the Republicans win and the Democrats die, like that.
So what happens to the gay people? They're now their second tier? They're
That's the reason we go back to segregation.
They're allowed to have their own country or city-state. That's what you're saying, right?
Well, it's not quite like that. It's going to be, no. You go back to the 60s. It goes back to what the 60s were. You came from the 60s, and everybody got had a libertine gospel. Everybody got saved. Well, now everybody's going back to hell. Herbert W. Armstrong becomes a savior again.
And why are we going back?
Well, because it flipped the rip. Let the proselytizing begin.
So the rip allowed them to be liberated, and now the rip is over, so we go back to pre-rip uptight conditions.
Agreed.
Okay. But that's for the people who survive the purge.
Yeah, pretty right? much. Mostly.
What was the purpose of this book to be given out through the Magical Child Shops people? I think James Wasserman was one of the people, and there's another guy, Devendra or somebody. It was part of the Libertine Gospel to put out this Necronomicon?
Yes. Give you something to talk about.
All right. Okay. Now, Sidney Powell
is like
going before...
What they meant, it's like the bad versions of the... It's like the bad versions of the Keys and the Ayers was trying to confuse everybody.
Oh, yeah. You mentioned John Dee. That's D-E-E. He's still a factor in the confusion of the tech body. In the information
world. Yeah.
He's a driver of nonsense. Okay, and that's
he's a scienter of some of it. A scienter of some of it.
Right, but does he survive the collapse of the rip? Does his meme keep going?
No.
Okay. All right. Sidney Powell has to appear before the January 6th committee. I guess that's Pelosi's committee. She says, oh, boy, I get to lay out my evidence. Will Ion be giving her even more documents in the last minute before she appears?
She has them. She has them already. She has everything she needs, Bob. And, oh, what an indictment that's going to ensue. She's already got the lawsuits filed when they spurn her capillaries. You understand those words? When they spurn her capillaries. Look at what a capillary is, and you'll know.
Is that
when they spurn? Capillaries.
Capillaries. Well, you think capillaries?
Like the blood vessels, capillaries. When they spurn her capillaries,
Then what's going to happen is she's going to have perfect rain. Well, no, it's like this. It's like this. It's what Tom McDonald says. It's when you lie to the government, they'll put you in prison. But when the government lies to you, it's called being a politician. So when she gets up there and tells the truth and they try to then gouge her eyeballs out, then she's going to have every legal right to present her evidence. And so what she's going to do is she's going to play them like a bad fiddle and set this all up, because this all been built up. We don't want to win a court case, Bob, because the court system is all but failed. Who gives a fuck what the goddamn Supreme Court and SCOTUS fucking comes up with? You can't have sex anymore. It's against the law. No more sex. Who gives a fuck what the SCOTUS said? They can't even decide whether to wear their mask on their vaginas or over their mouths. They don't know what to cover up anymore, Bob. So nobody cares what they say. And if they do care, then there's going to be 250 Supreme Court justices for life. They're going to be there forever. It's going to be amazing. But anyway, nobody cares. Nobody wants to win a court case. This goes back to the Convention of States. This is what the evidentiary base to say that the individual states have the supreme right based on the Constitution. I hope Mexico has a good drug deal so they can pay for the Constitution, because y'all not using your Constitution presently. Y'all not using it. So I hope they pay for it so you have a little bit of folding money before it's too late. Meanwhile, the stock market's dropping like a rock.
Right. So the Convention of States will bring in a new Constitution, and the old one will be sold to Mexico.
Well, it's already – you might as well sell it now. You're not using it.
Right.
There's the Republic, if you can keep it, says Benjamin Franklin, if you can keep it. So don't worry about that, because that doesn't matter. They're not going to live long enough to complain about that. So it's okay.
Who, the Mexicans? No,
the people that are going to be offended with the Convention of States. People are not going to be happy about the Convention of States. So, and that's okay that they're not. It's okay that they're not, because they're not going to live long enough to matter, basically.
Right. Now, Sidney Powell, you're talking about when she appears before them, they're going to tear her ass at the beginning, and then she gets to respond. And she'll lay out this stuff, and it'll be so devastating that will trigger the Convention of States. Sidney's going to cause that.
Well, yeah, your rudiment is a little bit off. She's going to give words, they're going to give words, and you know they've already decided how it's going to go before she ever shows up. She knows that, and she's already filed suits to quell their debentures that will put them on Jump Street. So basically, if they can drag her before Congress, then guess what? And then she can ask them questions. What did you know? How much did you have a play in the January 6th? What did you not do to save America? So she has the right to have a rebuttal. And if they don't give her that right for rebuttal, she can file a lawsuit accusing them of the thing they're accusing her of doing, which is exactly what the Democrats have been doing all the way along. Russia, Russia, Russia. It comes out the Democrats is who's got the Russia involved in the shit. Everything they accuse Trump of doing is what they were doing.
And
all of them.
Okay, so it'll look in the mainstream stupid non-media, the legacy media, that, you know, within the first weeks or so after her performance, it'll look like she lost.
No, it'd be more like a day with Fauci in Ron Paul. It'll be like a draw. I hate you. No, I hate you more. No, I hate you more. No, I hate you more. I've hated you longer than you've hated me. You know, it'd be like this tit and tat shit. Because nothing ever comes of anything, Bob. And that's what's happening now. Nothing's come of anything.
Right. So she gets to present her evidence, and the people will be watching this, and they will learn from it. Holy shit. They're all going to be impressed with what she presents, right?
And then sedition will kick in. And they'll say, where did you find the head of Mavis Davis? And she'll say, it was on my night bedside chamber.
And she'll mention Bob Dobbs.
She says, I found it on the cusped edge of Dobbs Town. That's where
just look under the left paw, the Sphinx.
And the left ball of a gold dorade armalou bedside chamber. Yeah, it's good.
So, Karen's going to have a good time watching that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yes, you won't. You'll be busy fucking a book. You need to stop reading them, Bob. You should start fucking them. You might get more pleasure out of them. You tear these books up. It's just not really worth it. It's terrible what you have to go through. Going through
words.
What
did you say? I should get more pleasure out of the books I'm reading? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, you should fuck the books instead of reading them, because the books that you're reading, they're not doing you any good. At least get some release. You'd fuck the books. Just say, fuck the books. Yeah, that's better. Fuck the books. That'd be better.
Okay, so I looked up capillaries. You mean the tiny blood vessels that transport blood?
Yeah.
That word, capillaries.
That's right.
And what were they? Sidney Powell has access to the capillaries. I think that's what you were saying.
Where the grits and the guts and the gravy hook up. And they don't need to press too hard, because she can pin the tail, and like many of them, she can pin the tail on a donkey.
Okay,
she got Powell out of shit nobody would ever believe he'd get him out of.
You mean Flynn, not Powell. She got Flynn out of
stuff. You're right, because it's Sidney Powell.
Yeah.
You're right. It's Flynn.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Are there millions of people who know, intuit, oh, boy, Sidney's going to nail them. They see that coming. They know she's got the goods.
They watched her. She's become an institution, and all she is just a very good lawyer. And now she's fucking a constitution.
Okay.
Otherwise, they're calling all the lawyers to Congress to talk. Why does she have something to say? What is it that she's got going on that would put her in the crosshairs of Nasty Pelosi? Who is she? Who is she?
Right.
See the rub?
Right.
Why haven't you asked about Ukraine yet, Bob? You should really ask about that.
Well, is Russia going to invade? I don't take that stuff seriously.
Oh, I know, but they are. And it's going to cut because they know Biden's asleep.
Right. And they know Biden's dead. Okay.
Yeah, well,
we know nobody's
worse
in charge
than dead. No. It doesn't matter who's in charge. That dead or not dead, that doesn't matter. They know that the U.S. ain't going to do nothing. That's it.
Whereas Biden would say, his image will say they're going to do something.
Correct. Or not, or make a sanction, or I'm going to write you a terse letter. You invade that country, I'm going to write you a very terse letter. You can know that. You can look for that in the post. It's coming. Yes, it is. It's like, God, come on, whatever.
So does this invasion by the Russians of Ukraine start the Middle East war?
No. Just a distraction. Don't worry about that. It's tick-tock of the alarm clock. Tick-tock, the clock don't stop. Yeah, you'll see. It's just increasing the tension. That's what we're under pressure. Remember the Queen song, Under Pressure? It's just more pressure. It's at every level. Omicron's going to kill us. Oh, no, we're going to war with Ukraine. Oh, no, North Korea's got bombs that can blow us up out of our bed. Oh, no, China's got our alarm clocks. We'll never be able to wake up in time to die from the problem. We can't deal with it. I don't have any idea. Oh, my God, Pope Benedict's now been accused of pedophilia. No, that's not true. They digitized the books in the bottom of the Vatican. We're going to find out that the aliens have been here for a long time and prove Dobbstown always was. What in the world's going to come of this world? It's fallen. We've gone to the dog, Bob. Dobbstown's doghouse. Dobbstown's doghouse.
It'll just be a distraction. It'll just be a distraction.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. But a good one. God damn it'll be a good one. Don't think they won't be. It'll be good.
There's a difference between the gay community and the flamers. Flamers are the ones that make you, because you're a heterosexual, if you are, that make you feel uncomfortable. They're going to get in your face to such a degree that you're going to be uncomfortable, because that's the only way they can be superior, is because you have to be less than. And they're going to use all their energy to make sure they bring it forth of a flamer of in your face. You know, the RuPaul's, over the top, ego driven ids that would drive you into the drag queen world to make everyone uncomfortable otherwise. Same thing that, Joan Rivers tried to do, over the top. She was just trying to be funny. Well, all she was trying to do was make a buck. She was just trying to make money. She didn't care what she said or to whom she said it. Grow up already. Grow up. So it was just to be funny and then to just make money. Funny money. It's all good.
So I was saying, you're saying the majority of the gay people are not egomaniacs making this meme that they're superior to heteros to happen. That's not
correct.
You know,
typically, that's the case because it doesn't gain them anything. Because now, when they become the top of the food chain, they got to feed everybody. Well, that's not what they're trying to do. They're too busy. They're trying to go find a cosmopolitan to sip on or something. You know, they're not trying to run nothing. They just want to find somebody that'll be faithful to them. Most of them aren't. So now it's like, well, shit, here we go. I can't get even be a good gay. I mean, it's going to be bad to be gay. Now I can't be a good gay. I'm a lonely gay. That's pretty bad. Seems pretty hard to not be an efficient homosexual, you see.
It's pretty hard to not be an efficient homosexual.
Correct. You'd think if you have that lifestyle, it would be easy to engage. And what they find out is that it's just as hard to be a hetero as it is to be a homo. You have the same challenges.
Next point. Are there personality changes after the first, what we call vaccine shot, over the past year or so, whatever vaccine, which had the lethal stuff in it, the graphene and whatever else you say about it. Are there personality changes of that powerful vaccine? Deadly vaccine.
Yes, it'll start off slow, but then people like the schizophrenics will become paranoid schizophrenics. Or like, let's say someone who suffers from schizophrenia, it's already started. Like people that they choose to be homeless and they blame it on drugs, but most of this is an imbalance in their brains. So then they'll go down to the subway system to start pushing people in front of trains when the train's pulling up. Well, you can't really compete with that, Bob. You can't really prepare for that. You got to stay up against the wall. If you're up against the wall, you'll miss your train. You can't travel in New York. You can't ride a car in New York City, for God's sake. You go broke. You can't have a car. Costs $15,000 a month to park your damn car if you can get a parking place. So there's no way to function there, you see. So you can't ride the subway, and it's turning them into whatever their abnormalities are, or abnormalities. We can't even say it. The abnormal aspects of them, it puts a magnifying glass on it. So if they're depressed, they become more depressed. If they're manic, they become pseudo-manic or super-manic or over-manic, you see. And if they have whatever that proclivity is, if they have kleptomania, they'll be more of it. And you see people just walking into stores and gathering up stuff and hauling it out. They had that as a propensity, but they never did it until now, and now there's nothing they can do about it. Well, they can. I guess the people who own the store can start shooting them in the face. Okay, it's murder. Well, I'm not going to pay no bond. Let me take the money out of his pocket that he was trying to rob me and pay my bond, because you ain't going to make him have no bond, so we'll do it that way. Come get you. I'm not calling 911. I'm going to call the coroner. That's how it's solved. Just come break in my house and see what happens to you. It'd be great. That's the thing that's changed. So everybody has a heightened sense of relativity. So whatever their issues, everybody has their, quote, demons. That's what you call it. They have their demons. Well, their demons are becoming more and more pronounced. If they're a liar, they become a, what is the kind of liar that doesn't know they're lying? Psychopathic liar or something.
Right, right. The point is
that
the vaccination shots are doing this intensification. That's what you're saying.
Yes, and then other people are using this as an excuse to let their hair down. So there's really not much difference, for real. See, adrenaline flows when adrenaline flows. Well, if everybody knows they can go rob the Walgreens, well, let's go rob the Walgreens, you see? But they're not buying Sudafed so that they can make meth, because the fentanyl is better and cheaper coming out of China. They're not used to people would rob the drugstores for the codeine, for the morphine, for the morphine sulfate. They don't even want that. That's like aspirin tablets. They can get nothing out of that. They ain't no good. Adderall. Who the hell wants Adderall? Ain't no good to that. That don't work. I got some good stuff. We get some profiteroles. That's better. At least that'll make you fat. Profiteroles.
So what was that little bit about all the drugs? You're saying
they're not breaking in the drugstores to rob the used to. The drugstores had to have security and lock up their Schedule II
right.
drugs.
So why are they breaking into the drugstores?
To steal mascara, to steal perfume, to steal tater chips, to steal hair dryers or what? Stupid stuff, Bob. They're not even bothering with the pharmacy because they don't care about that. What they got on the street is cheaper than robbing a damn pharmacy.
Well, what's this got to do with personality changes from the vaccine?
From somebody that would be driven to that propensity, like a little kleptomaniac that might take a pack of gum or a cookie or something. That's what people are. It's making them become raging kleptomaniacs. And they're stealing
so
stuff that don't even matter.
Yeah, they don't care. They just want to they like stealing and getting away with it. They don't care what they're stealing. That's what
correct.
Saying.
That's correct. And then the vaccine raises those propensities. So if you're a nymphomaniac, you're going to be a raging nymphomaniac. That's the difference.
Okay, good. There's something called the off Gary, the hacker in England. He hacked into NASA and he found a list of employees who were part of the off-world space program. Was that a secret space structures being built out there by the Project Paperclip Nazis that even John Kennedy found out about? What is the off-world space program?
You're not going to get that today. You don't have time to develop it. But, yes, it is a thing, and, yes, it is a base. It's just outside. Well, there's two parts to it. One part is just outside of the Earth's orbit, and the other part is just outside of the solar system. But we're going to have to develop that, Bob, because you're just now got enough energy, knowing about enough energy to make that even possible. So that's why we're going to wait for a second to develop it. But that's going to be a whole session. So good.
So that's what Dr. Beter was talking about. You know, the secret laser beams and the Rockefellers versus the Bolsheviks in the 70s. Mm-hmm. So that's what he was talking about, the secret program that the Project Paperclip Nazis ran. With Wernher von
correct.
Braun and that. Yeah.
As well. That's great.
Because
that's,
they already started.
A larger step.
Yeah.
That's a larger step.
And they were able to do that in NASA because they were already doing it in Germany in the 30s.
Yeah. Well, Germany got wind of it from Adolf Hitler, and you was involved in that too. You got a hold of that too. So you got it to the place where you can go, oh, okay. And you just all you did was capitalize on it. Adolf Hitler wasn't that bright. So you know that.
Okay, so you said last week that would get us into the Nixon White House UFO file, an implied UFO file. Are you ready to talk about that?
No.
Nixon, okay, not that. Okay, are you ready to talk about Gough whistling them in the Pine Gap in Australia?
No.
No? Okay.
Pick a better topic. You're going these esoteric things. Get to the dirty here and now. All that stuff doesn't even matter. Do something
well, we did the dirty hill here now in the first hour, in Carolyn's second. There was a guy named Charles Delachaux, Delachaux, and he made paintings back in the 30s or so, and he has Trump in his paintings, the name Trump. What was he picking up on?
Fred.
Fred's influence?
Yep.
All right, so Fred told him. Okay, Fred. So was Fred pretty aware, semi-Gene Dixon level of awareness?
Kind of.
Call a seer.
In those days, it wasn't like that, Bob. He just had an impetus. Some people were sensitive, you see?
Yeah.
And see, that's kind of like Mae Brussels. Mae Brussels would die and go to hell. She didn't want to be. It was against her religion to be psychic or a seer. She just wanted to be a good receptionist, or she wanted to be a good researcher that could adapt and follow the science that she was trying to present, or the facts, just the facts, ma'am, and would have information. She looked at all those newspapers. Well, you couldn't do what she did. She knew where to look. But she never wanted to pimp herself as a Jean Dixon, because for her that would be an apostasy. That would be disastrous. You couldn't do that. Man. No, 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 no. But if she proved it all by her research, that just made her an efficient, coefficient researcher.
Yeah, she was psychic. She took advantage of what she could see, but she made it official.
She could just as easily say, I have a special gift, and I know who you are, and I know what you're going to do. And on my recording on Tuesday, you're going to come out Wednesday for the next Tuesday from last Tuesday. You'll know everything you need to know, but it'll take a week to get it to you, though, you see.
Well, when she met John Lennon and Yoko Ono in the early 70s, when they funded the first magazine, Paul Krasner's The Realist, for her first article.
The Realist. Yeah.
Yeah. She said she didn't like Yoko. What was the issue there? Was her dislike of Yoko justified?
Yoko. Yeah, it was, because Yoko is dark. And she could always tell. She talked about the light and the dark. And like forces of light and forces of dark, she made great relevance of the bad guys and the good guys and the relevance and non-relevant things. She made a big deal about how she ran it. So what this was, she saw him as light and saw Yoko as complete and utter darkness.
Oh, you're saying Mae Brussel saw the light and dark forces.
Yeah, of course. She knew who to chase.
Right. So Yoko didn't believe that, but Yoko represented a dark force.
She still does.
The way she was.
She ain't dead. She still does. She ain't dead.
Does she know about that?
Yeah, she does. Of course, she's scared to death.
What did you say? She's like
scared.
Me?
She's scared to death. She's like you. She's scared to death of you. Worse than Dennis Prager. Worse than Dennis Prager.
I got to look that up. Yeah, that name came up. It's that. I even know how to spell that. Okay, Dennis Prager. Dennis Prager, he's like the new Rush Limbaugh or Glenn Beck. He's an American conservative talk show. But you're saying he's dark. He's a dark guy.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I have a lot of topics.
There you go. Here you go, 6 hours ago from a Twitter account. Here's Yoko Ono. You are never lacking power and confidence. Look at yourself in the mirror till the mirror tells you that you are healthy and strong. Yeah, what kind of hell bent thing is that to goddamn say?
Well, that's what the New Agers say. That's what people think is positive. Think
but she's 88 fucking, she's 88 fucking years old. She's not a New Ager.
Right, but that there's a truism there. And Carolyn tells people to do that on a radio show.
Now do you see why we paid you, said both of y'all's the dark soul? Yeah, that's why you would support each other. You certainly would. Yeah, that's right.
No, Carolyn support. I don't support Yoko, but I mean, I'm yelling at Laura, or whatever her name is, on Jack's show, the one who runs New Age Workshop. She says that stuff. And after, Jack told me, Carolyn, after that, she got money. Yes, that's right. And she called up Jack and said, what was he going on about? What? Why was he mad at me? Like, she had no clue of the darkness of what she was talking about. And you're saying Yoko is putting out this apparently positive New Age memes, and you're saying it's not appropriate to do that.
Yeah, right. She's worse than May Pang.
Aha, the one who undermined her. Stole John away.
Yeah.
Is she alive?
You know your work.
Is she still alive?
Well, of course, Bob.
Okay.
She's only 71.
Right. Is there a genetic basis to speech disorders?
Of course.
Anything you want to add to that, Carolyn? The genetic basis of speech disorders?
No.
That's normal. Is there an ion way to overcome that? It's not limited by,
of course,
genetic laws.
There is no genetic laws. You're rewriting genetic laws. You're rewriting everything that you have as rules and regulations about an otherwise dying world is gone. That's over. So if dog sperm can prove CRISPR, it can change you, and it can take the
the Xylobots and grow you a new leg. Oh, wait, we've been saying that for a long time, haven't we?
So that's what you mean, is the law of genetics appears to be affecting speech orders. And you said that, but that I am saying those limitations aren't in charge anymore, is what you're saying.
Nope. That's exactly right.
All right. All right, I have here the DNA.
And the fat lady has started the aria.
Right.
It's like, it's like the Unjoy Reed show.
Right. This is the real lockdown, Bob Rubel, being implemented. The long-range, more solid one. You have no comment on that? You don't agree with me?
We don't care. What? We don't really matter.
You don't care.
It's all good. We don't care. We're just watching the Democrats take on and make their whole run. They're going on every outlet, 20 at a time. They're running all over it with Harris, Psaki, and all the Democrats are running to rescue poor Joe on BBB. That's the big bad bitch. The big bad bitch. They were trying to say the big bad bitch because the cleanup is on aisle B, Bob. It's aisle B. It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Apparently,
And they've only got 2 weeks.
Go well.
Beg your pardon?
And but it's not going well.
Yeah, but what'd you call it? You said something is not going well.
Their work, the clarifications of rewriting the words that were said is not going well because everybody's playing the words exactly what he said. Go back and read what I said. Read what I said. I didn't say you were George Wallace. I said you was going to be on George Wallace's side. That's different. Yeah. Bull Connor wasn't that bad. I slept with him. He was a good dude. He's like Corn Pop. When he used to rub the hair on my legs when I was a little boy. Yeah, that's the one.
Who's he referring to? I missed the noun.
Corn Pop and Bull Connor.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, so these guys, Jen Psaki and them, are running around to get things cleaned up before my birthday, correct?
Yeah.
That's
a
big day.
Because they know that the jig is up and they're running hard because they know it's going to be too wet to plow. Now, this is the other side now. You got to be careful. I don't know who the superfluous y'all is, but if y'all don't fuck this up, this is going to be a fabulous, triumphant ascension. But if y'all fuck it up, I don't know how it's going to go. Because in order for you to be right.
What are you referring to? Are you talking about my birthday party or what?
Yeah. From the birthday party forward, Groundhog Day forward.
Yeah.
In order for you to be right, Bob, everybody else has got to be wrong. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Understand that? Okay.
Yep.
So in order for that to be the case, everybody's got to be wrong. Okay? So that'll give you the run. So now the whole wide world has got to turn against you, which that's not odd. Yeah, says that's a walk in the park. That's no big deal. You know,
yeah.
What if Quinnipiac doesn't even hold me in regard? It's all good. That's fine. That's a walking day in May. So
did you say the Quinnipiac?
Park,
the Quinnipiac pollsters?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So that doesn't make any difference. But the point is that you've got to get their attention. They're only going to get their attention when you're right and they're wrong. And that's what's coming. So what we want to do is shift all this and undo a lot of this and get things back to something that resembles normal. Because you got to get the niggas back to work, Bob. They're not gonna work when they don't have to work. Why should I work? I want $400,000. If Fauci makes $430,000 a year, I'm not flipping them hamburgers for one penny less than that. If I do have to wear 3 masks. You're going to pay me, goddammit. I'm going to get paid. If that motherfucker makes $430,000, you're going to pay my bitch ass. So I ain't fixing your goddamn hamburger. Oh, and by the way, I need a $10,000 signing bonus to consider your offer. And people are going, yes, sir, let me cut you a check. Will you take PayPal? We'll have to PayPal it to you. We'll have to see. Because folks are like, they're not going to have it. They're not having it anymore. Because now it's gotten to a place. And see, like, any little thing blows through, people have to take 2 weeks off. I don't know who's paying the mortgages of all this shit. I don't know who's paying the mortgages because
ain't nobody working, so and ain't nobody giving no money, and
yeah, it's not going to be pretty, Bobby.
Okay,
but that's okay.
Thank you,
because the death is going to take that over, but the shining of ascension is going to make it all worthwhile for those that ascend. So we're fixing to
Great.
Change the tune from gloom, despair, and agony on me, deep, dark depression, excessive misery. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. That's fixing to be past. We fixing to start singing the song of sixpence, a catcher in the rye. Yeah, Salinger.
Very
yes.
good. Okay.
Start bringing up the point. We're going to start bringing up the points of the goodness of this process. We've told you what's wrong with you if you don't ascend. Now we're fixing to start giving you the benefits of ascension. From here, from your
okay.
birthday forward, that's what it's going to be.
That's right. Okay, I have here the DNA / RNA, that interplay, DNA and RNA, is the Temple of Solomon. Is that a correct statement?
Define the Temple of Solomon.
Well, I think of the building, an actual building, an externality.
I didn't ask you what you thought. I asked, what is it?
Oh, that what I just said. It's the building. But as a metaphor.
No. It's dinoribonucleic acid. The temple is made of polynucleotide chains. So if that's true, yes. Then RNA is what's inside the temple. But you have to have, hold on, the ribonucleic acid and the nucleic acid has to conform to, wait for this, Solomon's ring. That's the one chromosome with the rings and arms.
Mm.
You put the ring on the hand that attaches to the arm of Solomon himself. And so when you say it like that, if you understand that, and the reason why we did this on purpose was so that you didn't have these green bra, have her tarot say some other bullshit about it. We weren't going to put up with that. So we had to make sure that it was clear, the representation of the deoxyribonucleic acid is the house of Solomon's temple. And the RNA, ribonucleic acid, is the contents of the temple.
Right, and people talk about it's the temple inside you. That's a phrase from Christianity, I think. That's what it's referring
stupid.
To.
Stupid.
Yeah, they didn't understand.
Temple.
They didn't get what you
said. The temple inside you. I'm going to have a temple inside my temple. Oh, okay. Okay, good. Good. Do that. I would, too. But good.
Okay. The JW always said he wanted to build the Temple of Solomon. He has got to that with the RNA drops and the eye cell, right?
Yeah, because and you know how? Because there's three forms of DNA. There's A form, B form, and Z form. The Z form is what we're going to shine on, Mr.
Yeah, did you say A and then B as in Bob? Those are the first
yeah.
two?
Yeah.
Do you know about those, Carol, or is that ions?
And then Z-form DNA.
Yeah, these are your terms. Carol didn't learn that in Dalhousie,
no.
right, Carol?
Look it up.
Oh, she did learn it. She did learn it.
No, I did not.
Oh, yeah.
But it's there in the Wikipedia. Okay? Okay, ready, Ian? Next question.
Jane Wyman would be so proud, Bobby, and just now overtaken Falcon Crest. You got it now, Bobby.
Okay.
That's good.
So some of the
get some work done. You're lollygagging.
Yeah.
Get some work done.
Yeah. Some of the TV programs are Temples of Solomon or have DNA RNA factors in them, the way you cite TV shows.
Well, if you understood mediacology like Mr. Martinez, then yes, Bob, it would. Yes, that would be very significant. But I don't know that you know mediacology well enough to make such a broad spectrum conversation. But yes, we agree. We'll have to check with James Curtis and see what he thinks about your vast position with TV body.
Okay. So, a year ago, Scott talking and brought up a philosopher of plasma. Everything was plasma. Ian told Scott to go fuck himself. It was a silly idea. But I've noticed that you do talk about plasma since then a little bit more, almost as the amount of time that Scott talks about it. What are you talking about?
Well, he doesn't understand sheath telemetry. He calls everything is how you prove hypersonic flight. He understands. He doesn't even understand what blood plasma even is, or whole plasma. He has no membrane definition of plasma. It is only from a projection of energy that's contained in a field. And so we told him to go have a nice, well, we wouldn't even want to corrupt your tape with what we might say. But it would not be very pleasant if something he could do to himself with a considerable amount of phylactic acid. But what we would say is that we talk about plasma sheath telemetry. That's what we talk about. That's what we're trying to make a point. But now you can check with Bertrand, and he'll change your life. But that
What is it you're saying? Plasma sheath? C-H-I-T?
S-A-H-E-A-T-H.
Yeah.
I mean telemetry. Oh, you know that one.
You don't know that. You're saying plasma sheath is a term in telemetry.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
that's what
we
talk about.
That's not what the metaphysician, that guy, the metaphysician of plasma that Scott was talking about, got him busy with you.
You're not talking that kind of plasma. He still thinks that Bucky Fuller got saved, Bob. You can't go by that. you can't go by that.
Right. Okay. What is the difference between bump? Now, QAnon was a bump, or Q. Q was a bump versus spirit versus parallel worlds. What is the difference of those three?
One is an end to a means, and the other one is a means to an end.
Are you talking about spirit versus parallel world or spirit versus bump?
Spirit versus bump.
Well, we talk about astral energies, Akasha, the theosophical terms. That was their terms for spirit.
And don't forget cocaine. That people get a bump of cocaine. They need a bump.
That's right.
Thing.
But using the words Akasha and astral body and that.
We wish you wouldn't.
Is that spirit? Do you say that spirit?
We wish you wouldn't. We think it's a glib cliche archetype. Nobody knows what it means, but everybody applies it to their woo-woo, the wicked woo-woo-woo-like position that they try to embrace for themselves when they can't look in the mirror and know they got wrinkles under their goddamn eyes, and it turns into some woo-woo shit. So we wish you wouldn't use the Akasha position and all those archetypes that are ridiculous.
Right.
Call it what it is and get on with it.
So what was your definition of bump? A means to an end or an end to a mean? Which one did you say?
The first one, a bump, is an end, a means to an end, and spirit is an end to a means.
All right. Is spirit then a word for ascended?
The spirit must ascend, yes.
And the spirit is in humans, like the soul, but it's not the soul.
Like the stenographer, remember?
That's the soul.
The stenographer can read it back and tell you what was said. So every realized creation is an end to the means. See, check. It's my bucket list. Check. I live with Bob. I survived living with Bob. Check. I almost survived living with Bob. Check. Okay, I didn't survive living with Bob. Check. Okay, either way, it's a check. So when it's done, it's the end of the means.
So you're saying spirit is soul.
Well, it is, yeah. That's the stenographer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, okay. And the bump was a means to communicate to Trump in the first 2 years his term.
That's right. And it's a way. And it's also a way. It's also a way when Carolyn has an odd feeling about something that she should give attention to.
Now, she immediately, when she has that, she ignores it completely because she never gives attention to something she's supposed to pay attention to. But she knows she's going to have to deal with it, so she makes preparatory stages. That's a bump. That's a bump. You know when she does her hair, we love it. We love her hair, too. We know when she does her hair, and it's just, like, perfect. It's like, and she makes it, like, messes it up so it'll be perfect, so it's perfect. It's like that. That would be an example of a bump. That's like a bump.
Mm-hmm. It's perfect. Okay. So
it's disheveled, but it's perfect. She really has pretty hair.
Right. How did you create Q as a bump? Where did it get communicated?
Oh, that's easy. In the ionosphere. In the ionosphere, we borrowed tech body technology to allow something that was not to be something that was represented as information. And so the information age, see, if you'll have to ask James Martinez Curtis about mediacology. He'll enlighten you, Bob, and teach you some things about that. It'll be so enlightening. You can learn something under that. If you go by the viaduct, y'all can wave at him and stuff. It'd be great. So then what happens is you understand that the medium, get this, you're not going to believe this, the medium is the message. Get out! Can you believe that? Now, we coined that. We've never heard that one time ever before today. First time ever said the medium is the message. So now what happens is you got to figure out the meme. That's what nobody knows what it is. They think they do. You know what it is, but they don't know what it is. You tell them what it is, but then you tell them something else that it is. So the medium is the message. So now this is what happens is, this becomes a representative or representation of a placeholder. That information can flow to or through. It's what's called a magnetic meme. Magnetic meme.
Yeah, meme. M-E-M-E.
Magnetic meme. Magnetic meme. That's right.
Okay.
Magnetic meme means that some people are drawn to that outlet or pole of a polar influence. So therefore, Q, QA, QAnon, Q, BAB, BAB, you know, you can sing the whole nine things through. It's nothing. But then what happens is it becomes a way for stuff to flow through that people can embrace. No,
okay.
That's no different than watching the Idiot Box. They tell you what they want you to hear, and sometimes it catches on, and you're drawn to the Unjoy Reed show, or you're drawn to Don Lemon, and you get caught up in Days of Our Lives, or Knots Landing, or maybe, but now Hazel was good. Hazel was a good show. Hazel was good. My Three Sons, that was pretty good. That was pretty good.
We got
that.
And
don't forget Gunsmoke. Gunsmoke was right up there, too. Don't forget Gunsmoke.
We're running out of time. So listen.
We are. Good. I like that.
So Q, like when I started getting emails from JW after Ion showed up, I didn't know it was Ion. Then I found out that Ion was typing these emails or manifesting them. So Q showed up on forums, maybe Reddit or wherever it was in the beginning, in October 2017, they were manifestations like an ionic email. There was no human typing the words in.
That's correct. Didn't have to. There's no human watching TV. The TV's watching the human.
Right. Okay. So I looked at a bit when I became aware of QAnon. He was saying the old cliche stuff, Rockefellers, Rothschilds. Why was the Q's information so cliche compared to Mae Brussel or the LaRouche or Beaver World?
That's perfect. It basically catches them where they are. For example, you want to catch somebody's attention, start talking about the Kennedy assassination.
Mm,
and you have their
right.
undivided attention. Regardless of what the fuck you say everything, you say anything. It doesn't make any difference. There, you have their, Dealey Plaza, and they get all absorbed in that thing. When they got out of grass, they know they've lived it. And the both pictures of Sirhan, oh, wait, no, that was the other one.
Yeah.
That was the other kid. That was the other Kennedy. We forget. They're all the same to us, you know.
Okay, so how did those cliches communicate to Trump? What did they tell Trump?
Oh, patterns and pattern recognition. Patterns and pattern recognition. So here's an example. Here's a perfect example. The Democrats have lost. It's over. It's done. He can't clean this up. It's passed. Kill, instead of fuck Joe Biden, it's going to be kill Joe Biden. We're going to be done with this. Shut up, Joe Biden. Don't say nobody's listening anymore. So then guess what happens? Fox News is flooded with yellow dog Democrats. Flooded with them. They're flooded. They're all over the place. Special guest Jen Psaki never been on Fox. They wouldn't even take goddamn Fox people's Peter Ducey's questions. Oh, by God, they are now. Boy, they're the kitty cats meow now. They're, whoo, Lord.
What's that got to do with, what's that got to do with Q?
Oh, it's the example of what Q is and how mediocrity is perceived. Q is nothing other than this is the end of the means, or the spirit applied to the conditioned response that we would like to enjoy. So we were not available to speak in some light. So QAnon was filling in the spaces with glib cliche archetypes of Otto von Habsburg and the ridiculous Secret Council of Ten crap of skull and crossbones and Bush stuff and all that crap that makes it a new level of a xenocracy of aha, that's what's wrong with the world. Aha, that's what's coming. And now they've picked up a whole new thing. Now come to find out, Patton is Trump, and John F. Kennedy's alive, and we have him back, and his son's alive, and Jackie Onassis Bouvier is going to run for Senate. She's going to run for Senate next quarter. She's coming back. It's all good. Lady Diana is Melania Trump's mama, and so she's in line for the queenship. You know, it just goes on and on and on of all this spinning, that everybody after a little while they embrace all of it or they embrace none of it. And that's what Q has done, has made manifest the impossible. Q has made manifest the impossible. Now, when you talk to James Curtis or Martinez, whatever his name is this week, ask him about the effects of mediocrity and apply it to QAnon.
Okay,
very refreshing, that is. Did you get that?
The mediumism.
Did you get that?
Yeah.
Wait, did you
the
get that?
The mediumism. Listen.
All right. Palmer, what'd you
here's
get?
Here's what we got.
Tell us what you got.
We got the medium is the message, and the medium was pattern recognition. So it took cliche to help people start to learn to connect the dots. Basic pattern recognition.
Well, first they had to recognize there were dots. See, that's the rub.
Yeah.
They had to recognize their word dots. That's the first part. Because otherwise you've laid this plot. It's a murder she wrote with Angela Lansbury, but nobody knows who died. There's a murder she wrote, but nobody knows who died. And not who killed them, who died. So you got to do the dots first.
Right.
That's the secret or the profound aspects of QAnon within the construct of mediocrity. And beyond, because it doesn't stop at mediocrity. It'll move on. It'll be in your newspaper. Oh, wait, they don't have those anymore. Sorry.
Yeah, so McLuhan talked about the modernists and Joyce and the men of 1914. They were the third Copernican Revolution. Then McLuhan was part of the fourth Copernican Revolution. That's what McLuhan is.
Yeah. Agreed.
I get that.
Well, don't say that. Say the representation of it.
Yeah.
Because we don't know what it is. It just represents it, but we don't know what it is.
Okay, so wrapping up, we did the Red Duchess, born in 1936, but we didn't get to the Red Princess, born in 1907. What was the reality of her information or her archives or what she thought she discovered? More delusion or was there something there?
No. We don't want to go too far in this. We're going to give you a byline. It connects to Leopold II.
Okay, so she was in touch and understood his role.
Yes, and the details with all of the rubber tree plants
that an ant can't
right.
move a rubber tree plant. She got that. And that became huge from a resource. Now, that's what's coming back again. You know this. Because it's not about money anymore. It's about resource. You know this.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Yeah.
The Vitruvian man fixing the land. Bobby.
Is that the alien?
Yes, and us.
Yeah, so it's still up in the air whether I will have my contact before my birthday or not, right? That's still in play.
I just have to say, just be ready. Keep yourself together. Keep yourself together.